This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Episode 308, cover songs that might be better than the original. Also, the only one-hit wonder ever to win Grammys. You know, there's a lot to talk about here. I also encourage you to go back and listen to some of the most recent interviews we've done that we're pretty proud of. Brothers Osborne, Scott Stapp of Creed, Parker McCollum, Chris Lane, Craig Morgan. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Hopefully you like a couple things Eddie and I are talking about here on vacation this week, obviously, so we didn't have an artist in the house, but we did talk about this stuff and appreciate you listening. Check it out, episode 308. Thank you. Let's talk about cover songs that might be better than the original. Although I do have trouble with this because I think every cover is obviously based on the original and it can't be better because it wouldn't exist with the, it's
so, yeah, you say that, but sometimes it can be better.
It's so different that maybe you like that style. It just wouldn't exist.
It's
that
true.
Being said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the two. We're not going to do better. We're going to do which one would you listen to if
there
you had
we go.
A choice.
Okay.
Okay? Because I struggle saying that a song that is covering, it's derivative of another song, is better than what it's derivative of.
With that theory, though, you can't say that, like, Jacob Dylan is not better than Bob Dylan. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can
slightly
like one
different.
Better than the other.
Humans are different than songs. Because you're doing the exact...
Are they?
Yes, you are. Yes. I understand your analogy, but I don't agree with
okay.
it. So we're going to do 10 covers, and which one do we personally, if we were only get to listen to one, what would we pick? Okay?
All right.
Number one, All Along the Watchtower by both Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan.
Mm.
Up first, the Bob Dylan version. Here you go.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief.
And here is the Jimi Hendrix version. Iconic guitar with Jimi Hendrix, right?
There must be some other way out of here.
Yeah.
You get to listen to one of them. Which one are you listening to?
Easy.
You gonna do it at the same time?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Bob Dylan.
Both of us.
Wow!
Mike looked at us shocked. I don't even like Bob Dylan.
But how good is that?
I was ready to crank up the Jimi Hendrix.
You were?
Yeah.
My vibe is just more of, and I can actually understand Bob Dylan back in the day.
Now you can't.
Yeah.
There must be some out of here.
Mike, which one are you picking?
Jimi Hendrix, all the way.
I think most people think that's a Jimi Hendrix song.
I did until I found out it was Bob Dylan, probably when I was in college.
Next up, Hurt by the original Nine Inch Nails.
I hurt myself today to see.
Is that how the audio really sounds in the song?
That's how it sounds.
What's wrong with them?
I know. I thought this I was messing up.
This went through the producer and everything?
And then there's Johnny Cash, Hurt, which he did later.
I hurt myself today
to see if I still feel.
Okay, on the count of three, all three of us. Do you take Nine Inch Nails or Johnny Cash? One, two, three.
Johnny Cash.
Okay. The only. I never was a big Nine Inch Nails guy.
Me either.
I respected it. But then they had that song, I Wanna Blink You Like an Animal. And I always felt dirty when it was on. They'd play it like at the club.
Yeah, they would.
And I'd be like, I'd back away from everybody.
I don't.
No.
I don't, guys.
All right, next up. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Originally by Leonard Cohen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or Jeff Buckley. Here you go.
Hallelujah.
It has to be Jeff Buckley.
He's got chills.
I know.
How is it not Jeff Buckley?
I mean, I would listen to that song on repeat in my sad days. I just turned it on.
You know what I used to do? You know that part where he's like, ooh, and he holds it for like 22 seconds? I used to test myself every single time. I'm like, I'm going to beat you, Jeff Buckley.
Well, let's see if we all pick Jeff Buckley. One, two, three.
Jeff Buckley.
Okay. But you needed proof. You saw her, babe. Tennille Towns would play this. She was open for me when I was doing stand-up. She would come out and play this, and she's so good. And she would do this song, and the whole crowd would be crying.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, all right, next up for some joke. Here's Bobby.
We were backstage one time, and she played it, and I almost cried.
All right, next up. The Man Who Sold the World, originally, by David Bowie. Or, from the Unplugged album, here's Nirvana. I'll say this, the Nirvana Unplugged record is one of my favorite records of all time.
Right.
I'm easily going to pick this. I think I didn't know about the David Bowie version until I started. I didn't know who the Meat Puppets were. Nirvana covered a bunch of songs in their Nirvana Unplugged, and that was one of them. So just know that I'm very biased. It's one of my favorite records ever. So I'm going to say that. All right, David Bowie or Nirvana? One, two, three.
Nirvana.
Okay, cool.
I'm with you on that.
You've been kicked out. Jolene. This is going to be an easy one for us. But originally by Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
You know it, you love it. But the White Stripes did a really good version of it.
Jolene, Jolene.
No one's going to pick the White Stripes here.
No.
Mike might. No?
No
but
chance.
It's good. Like, there's it's respect to the White Stripes because they did a good one there.
Respect for hitting that high note.
You know, this, me and Bobby McGee's interesting because Roger Miller is singing it here, but Kris Kristofferson wrote it.
Yes. Did he ever release it?
I don't know. I thought he had maybe sang it afterward.
I feel like it should be between Kris Kristofferson and Janis.
But here's Roger Miller.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
I mean, that sounds terrible compared to the Janis Joplin version.
But it's free.
Here is Janis Joplin.
Freedom's just another word.
This was her first big hit.
Yeah. And she was already dead.
She was dead when it came out.
Yeah.
She had died. What did it say, Mike?
I'm still looking it up.
Okay. Documentary's great on Netflix, the Janis documentary.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. They talked to Kris Kristofferson about the song, and he was like, I heard it. And I was like, dang, it's good. And then he went to, like, find her, and she had already died.
Mm.
Na-na-na, na-na-na. It's a brutal story, though, with her.
Her story?
How mean people were to her.
Yes. I had no idea her and Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead had a romantic relationship.
I mean, she moved out to San Francisco for a while.
I learned that through that documentary.
It's a good one, huh?
Yep.
What you got, Mike?
Kris Kristofferson never put it out.
He did?
No. That would be it.
You know, Roger Miller, shout out, but Janis killed that.
I've never heard that version.
I fought the law and the law won. Here's Sonny Curtis.
Well, I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Here is The Clash.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law.
You know, I'm going to go with the Sonny Curtis version.
Oh, yeah?
I like the old school one. I mean, I would hear that on Classic Rock Radio more, probably. You?
I love The Clash. I just like them.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Should I stay or should I go?
That's a good one. But I wouldn't say I'm a big Clash guy, though.
I do like their music, so I'm going with that.
Mike?
Yeah, punk rock roots, The Clash.
Yeah.
Let's go. How about Mr. Tambourine Man, originally by Bob Dylan?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy,
and there is no. Or the Birds. That's a good matchup here.
It is, really good.
And who was in the Birds? Eric Clapton.
Was he?
I believe so. Well, now you're quite, Mike, will you look and see if I'm wrong?
I would bet money that he wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
How much money?
Wait, did you already see it? Okay. I don't think he was in the Birds. Man, I was in Green Hall one time, and one of the members of the Birds was playing there. Like a happy hour. And I had to, well, this was before Google on the phone, so also I took his word for it, but then I went home and Googled it. Sure was.
Is Eric Clapton in the Birds?
Eric Clapton was in the Birds.
Wow! Way early?
Yeah.
Way early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cream,
for like 2 months?
Birds, Clapton. I mean,
you are a Clapton fan, so I shouldn't have bet you.
I'm a Clapton-ish. I'm a classic.
You know
rock
a lot
fan.
About him.
Yeah, I mean, I read his book.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
But then why are you questioning me?
I don't know.
He left them to go solo, so yes, very early.
Wow. Bob Dylan or the Birds? Eddie?
Bob Dylan.
Mike?
The Birds.
You know, I say it over and over again, I'm not really a Bob Dylan fan, but I'm picking Bob Dylan again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think you're a Bob Dylan
the vibe.
Fan.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe just old Bob Dylan irritates
Have
me.
Have you listened to the record I gave you?
Nah.
Exactly.
All right, with a little help from my friends.
Ooh!
By the Beatles. What would you think if I sang out a tune? Or Joe Cocker.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years. Kind of probably wins this.
Did you see they're coming out with a new one?
No, of the Wonder Years?
There's a whole new Wonder Years coming out with Don Cheadle as the narrator. I just saw a preview for it.
I bet it'd be good.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Joe Cocker, even though I think it's probably sacrilege to do that. I'm going Joe Cocker. You?
I don't care, dude. I don't like the Beatles version, and Ringo's singing it, so Joe Cocker to me.
But Joe, if you.
Joe Cocker.
All right, final one. Respect, originally by Otis Redding. Or Aretha Franklin. What you want, baby, I got. So, what you need, we know it, we know it. You want to hear the backstory about this song?
Yes.
Otis Redding was pissed she recorded it.
Oh, wow.
And the song's originally about him going home and wanting to have sex after he gets off work. That's what the song was written about, what he wrote it about.
Huh.
He's like, I'm just asking for my, you know, that's what the song was.
And it's weird, when she sings it, it's a different twist. You don't get that vibe.
Will you play the Otis Redding version again, Mike?
What you want, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm
Wow. How can the same song have two different meanings just based on who's singing it?
He was not happy she stole that song.
Amazing.
I listened to a live recording of him talking about it. Did you hear that?
No.
You heard that? Okay. I was writing Aretha Franklin. Eddie?
Aretha Franklin.
Mike?
Aretha.
Yeah, me too.
You act
That's
like
what
you're...
I knew.
Oh, man. Listen to that.
Yeah.
And she's more believable, too. You're like, after you listen
I know,
to
it. I believe them both. I believe them. Yeah, I do. I believe them both. All right. Thank you, Eddie.
You guys, man, check
out the Sore Losers podcast with Eddie and Raymundo and Lunchbox. Just search for it. They talk about sports and dude stuff. Sore Losers. Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast with Mike. They talk about the Sore Losers, too.
Yeah.
Every podcast about the Sore Losers. All right, Movie Mike's movie podcast. All right, thank you, guys.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
24 years ago, on June 24th, 1997, the only one-hit wonder won two Grammys.
Interesting.
Can you think of a one-hit wonder? And I'll tell you where I got some of this from is the Retro Newsletter. It's like 80s and 90s. It's a really good newsletter that I follow. And so they talk about Fresh Prince, Sonic the Hedgehog. But they had mentioned this, and I thought, wow, that is really interesting. So I found some other stuff here. But can you name the one-hit wonder, Eddie, that won two Grammys?
97. I graduated high school. So I'm going to go there in my head. And was Chumbawamba 97?
If Chumbawamba won Grammys, I'm walking out of the
room.
Why
wouldn't they? That song was amazing. I get knocked down and then I get up again.
But do people want to keep you down?
I mean, that's not it, is it?
It is not. Sonny Came Home.
Oh.
By Sean Colvin.
I've met her before.
Sonny came home with a mission.
It's a fictional story of a woman who burns down her house as a way of conquering the demons from her past. So that song had like a deep message to it.
Wow.
Grammys, Oscars, they like deep stuff.
Yes.
Chumbawamba, the name alone of the band.
Tub thumping. Yeah.
The song made it to number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it won Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Wow.
So she popped, like boom.
Yeah.
But never really had another hit.
Man, she came out around the time that Lisa Loeb did. You know, and I remember kind of confusing the two because then I did a little more research.
Are you sure Lisa Loeb wasn't before her?
It was around the same. I mean, I would say like a few years, like two or three years around that
time. I loved Lisa Loeb.
I know. Have you seen her in the new Geico commercial?
Yes.
she looks the same.
I watched a reality show.
Stay was in 94.
So 3 years before.
Yeah, it was around the same time. And I thought that Sean Colvin was like, oh, this is the new one from Lisa Loeb or whatever. But Sonny Came Home was really good.
When you talk about crushes that you forgot about,
Lisa Loeb.
It's Lisa Loeb for me.
Really?
Yeah. She had And I Miss You. Yeah, Miss mm-hmm. You.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then she had Stay. Mike, what do you have there from Lisa Loeb?
Pull it up.
Because I don't think, listen, she's not an artist that has generationally stayed on the radio.
No, she's not.
And she had a lot of success for a while.
What was her reality show?
I think it was called like Lisa Loeb, Loeb's You.
I do remember that.
I don't know. She was in like New York.
Yeah, I do remember that.
This is good.
I only hear what I want to.
What else do you have from her?
That's the only thing that's pulling up.
Ah, losers.
Fire.
See, even all these radio stations in the building, they don't respect Lisa Loeb. Let me look at Lisa Loeb on streaming here. Stay, I Missed You. Oh, she has like a kids record too, I guess. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Let's see here. Let me look at her record.
Dude, she'd be a good one to get on this podcast.
I'd like to talk to Lisa Loeb in person. I don't know where she lives. Probably New York. Let me see. Yeah, I guess she did a bunch of kids' records because they're coming up as a ton of her streams. Okay, hold on.
Which one's that one? Stay?
Nah. I'm not going to sit through all this. But Mike, look at her biggest songs.
I do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hear me, but I do.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
You'll never leave me, Bobby.
That's what the words that you replaced it with?
Mm-hmm. That's not right. Yeah, it's good. That's a good one.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. Families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Let me see. I found a greatest hits record. Obviously, Stay. Here.
You say
that's the one. Yeah.
Oh, Do You Sleep was awesome. Do you sleep, dream? Do you need
me? Let me see.
Here.
Do you eat, sleep? Do you breathe me anymore? Do you sleep? Do you count sheep anymore? Do you sleep anymore?
Nothing?
No, I don't remember that one.
Anyway, I listen to a lot of Lisa Loeb.
I can tell.
That old face. Where I thought her music was so good, too. This is it.
I saw you as you walked across the room.
Okay. Well, anyway.
But we're not talking about Lisa.
No, you brought
her
up.
We're talking about Sean Colvin. She's from Texas, right?
She's from Austin, yes. That's how I knew her. Again, I would always hear she was places, and I was like, Sonny Game Home. I wonder if she's going to play that song.
Yeah.
But Sonny Came Home was the only one-hit wonder to win Grammys. It beat out a few other one-hit wonders. Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Where is my John Wayne? Where is my shining star? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys gone?
And it was kind of like a weird rap thing. I went down to the kitchen and I had some belly syrup and I...
And, yeah, that's right.
And she had hair under her arms.
Oh.
I remember that. Here it is.
Get 57 Chevy. I'll fix a little something to eat. Oh, I know your back hurts from working on the tractor. How do you take your coffee, my sweet?
So this was up to...
I'll go and wash the dishes while you pay all the bills. Yeah.
Bills?
I don't know.
Wait, so you said that Sonny Came Home beat this out.
Beat this song. It also beat N'Bop by Hanson.
Oh, what? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole too cool factor right there.
Probably. Hanson's awesome. No Doubts, Don't Speak.
Come on.
This song was... They had a lot of hits, but this was the big, big, big one for them. R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly.
Wow. Giants.
This song was so good.
Yeah, man. Woo! Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam. And Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live? And here you go. Are you ready for this? And then when Sean Colvin went on stage to accept her award for Song of the Year, she was interrupted.
By Kanye.
Old Dirty Bastard, ODB, storming the stage to complain that Wu-Tang lost to Puff Daddy earlier in the night.
Okay.
Please calm down. The music and everything. Said, I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
Don't clap for him. Don't clap for him, people.
What on earth?
I know. And he didn't. Poor Sean Colvin. They're like, I just won this big award.
Where was ODB when this happened? Like, did he just walk up and say, well, we'll stop? Or was he already up there?
He wasn't up there.
He ran up there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't like presenting the award.
Oh, man. Why do people do that? And I see people like Kanye. Like, why do they do that?
Well, they both did that because, well, but Kanye didn't do it for him. He did it for Beyonce.
Right. And, okay. Yeah.
I would say ego, one way or the other. They think people need to hear something.
Guys, it's award shows. Like, and people vote on it. This isn't like life or death. And I said something very powerful right there.
Hey, ODB, hey, Wu-Tang for the kids.
Wu-Tang for the kids, I love you.
For sure, Wu-Tang for the kids. ODB, though, when he had Got Your Money, jam.
Oh, of course.
Hey,
Dirty, baby, I got your money, don't you worry.
That's it.
Hey.
Hey, here. Yeah, it's a jam. All right, there's a little fun nugget for you this week on the Bobbycast. This whole episode's been a little weird because we're on vacation, but we've strung together a lot of interesting music talk for you.
Oh.
ODB. Hey, and Ugly Girls too.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, Ugly Girls too. Hey.
Yeah. Baby pretty.
See, he is a nice guy.
Yeah. I give you my number. I call you up. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, this is Joe
and Colin
from the Biz Tape Podcast, a podcast that serves as a catch-all for music, business, and media news of the week.
Subscribe and listen to the Biz Tape on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.